Doing Time with Deputy Mike.
Welcome back to Doing Time with me, Deputy Mike. And this is season two, new and approved, as you have heard, our new intro. Yay!
Yay!
Grab your feet and take a seat. It's roll call time.
Oh, baby.
I love that so much.
Honestly, best saying I've ever heard.
Who's going first?
You know what? I got it. I'll go first. Hi, I'm Nate. I'm part of the posse, and I'm glad to be here.
I'm Arijah. I am also a part of the posse. I'm more than glad to be here, honestly.
Okay.
I'm Milani. I'm also part of the posse, and I'm even more glad to be here.
And let me just say, my posse has grown quite big. It's grown. Yeah. The family's gotten bigger.
Oh, yeah.
That's yet to come.
Interrogation time.
Speaking of us.
So, you know, we really haven't talked.
Yeah.
So, I don't have any idea really how or what anyone did over the summertime and how it went.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So, you know what? You started it off, so let's hear it.
What I did over the summer?
Let's hear how your summer was.
Oh, man. Well, I first started, I interned at the Scrappers Field. I was, like, big boy camera guy. I had to, like, walk around with a script, and I had to go film stuff. It was pretty cool. Then I ended up doing that, like, the entire summer. And then I went to band camp at, like, the end of the summer. So then I was there for a little bit, and then I quit the Scrappers. Yeah.
Hay bailing?
Hay bailing. Yes, I bailed hay over the summer, too. So
I know what that's like.
Yep.
You know,
I
lived in southern Ohio, so.
True. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I did not think it was going to be that hard until I started doing it, and, yeah, it's hard.
Baling hay is real work.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this. Did you happen to come across any, like, ground hornets?
Oh, nope.
Lucky you.
I have been around.
There's nowhere to run out there.
Oh, yeah.
When you step on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, that could be bad.
I have stepped on a snake. I did step on a snake.
Did it bite you?
Oh, yeah, it was a garden snake. It wasn't a bad snake, but I stepped
Thank
on one.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, it was spooky.
I used to catch them, actually, with my little sister. Yeah. Barehanded.
There was also, whenever a bale was coming out, there was a snake out, wiggling, looking at me.
Oh, it was in...
Yeah, it was in the bale.
Bale?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's funny. How was yours?
It was really hard working. I mostly clocked in and clocked out. I love working, though. I actually ended up getting an internship at my job to do, like, our media producing and all that jazz.
Ooh, okay.
Which I'm very excited for, but other than that, I kind of just hung out with my friends, got my license, learned how to drive a little bit, you know?
Which I must say, I'll say this. It's like she comes in smiling like this. Hold on, let me. And she goes out like this. So, and it's cool. It's nice to see her, like, behind the wheel.
Yeah.
She drives really nice, I must say.
Thank you, because I get so nervous.
No,
every day I'm like, what if I hit him?
Doing fine. Oh, I got to fix my... I have my own little issue going on with my glasses here.
Oh, no issue.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all I really did.
Off topic, I used to wear glasses.
Same.
Yeah, that's I didn't like them, so I broke them and then never got them again.
Cannot imagine Nate with glasses. I see him all the time in his, like, gaming glasses.
Oh,
but,
oh my
like,
God.
The reason why I'm colorblind is because I wore the wrong prescription for a lot of my life, so now my left eye is all wonky.
Gee, wait, that can affect your color?
My entire life, I never needed glasses.
Same, and then I
wore. And now it's driving me, I hate glasses. Mm-hmm. And I can't, and these are bifocals. Yes, I do wear bifocals because I can't. That's the biggest thing, I have problems reading. Mm-hmm. And I guess they can do the bifocal little, but I can't touch my eyeballs. It just kind of grosses me out.
Yeah.
So, let's hear about your summer.
Mine, okay. I also interned at the Scrappers for, we'll just say, a little bit. I did this, basically.
Nice.
For a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
How long was you there? Like a minute?
We don't want to bring that part up.
Yeah. All right, next topic.
Anyway. <All right>. And then I had some interviews. Finally landed a job at the end of the summer.
Ooh.
I work at Pulp.
Ooh. Pulp?
Wait, where's
so that's
Pulp
fun.
At?
Austintown.
What is that?
Smoothies.
Smoothie place.
Oh, smoothies. Ah, that's... you know me at smoothies.
I want a smoothie.
You can come see me someday.
But yeah, someday. But wait, the only problem is now, I don't know if you got... I've been on a diet.
Oh.
Oh, really?
They're healthy.
I started June 1st. I've lost...
I remember you saying that because somebody gave me chocolate. I want a chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I've lost court. Where am I at? 32 pounds.
Ooh. Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's claps. That's claps.
I'm working on it.
Hey. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Yep.
But the smoothies are good. They have a bunch of things like...
They are really good.
And chocolate.
They don't have like a lot of sugar in them. Mm-hmm. We don't put any sugar in them.
You could get like, oh, I love ginger shots. It's so off topic. Like
ginger shots.
Ginger shots.
Ginger away.
I love. Shots. I like, love making
like
ginger
you're
shots.
Just a shot of like straight ginger, and it's really good for you.
Ginger
but
and lemon.
Ginger is like kind of sour, ginger or like I guess you could say it's spicy.
Oh, I love ginger.
So, wait, I love ginger.
Are ginger
you
shots like
you got my attention going over here.
It's just a 2 ounce. Shot basically, we take a piece
ginger.
Of ginger, we put it in the juicer. We
it's
take
so
half
good.
Half a lemon.
You guys
goes
are disgusting. You guys are disgusting. I'm
and
sorry.
Then you could get
turmeric
or whatever you want sprinkled on top of it, like a spice.
Mm-hmm.
And it just comes in like a little like sauce container. You just
it's
like
so
how much is
good.
That? How much is it?
Yeah, expensive.
Yeah, I
that's
say.
Expensive.
Like
who wants to buy that?
What, it's like. $8.
Is it
$8 for a little shot?
Dude, I could go get a shot of JD for cheap.
But it is a little pricier, but I love the ginger shots from there.
Oh my goodness.
Are like
$8?
Yeah.
They
oh
also
my
have
God.
Really healthy like meal things. Like you could have
wraps
and like
smoothie bowls.
Thank you for
taking words out of my
smoothie
mouth.
Smoothie bowls?
Like, you really did steal those actual words out of my mouth. The smoothie bowls are so good. I put honey on mine and granola. Ugh.
That sounds good. I
wait, how do you make a smoothie bowl? Because
okay.
You sit there and
it's
drink
like yogurt.
Okay.
Do
you eat it with
frozen.
A spoon? Do you
okay.
Eat
yeah.
It like,
guys, let me explain.
All right.
So,
I got to get a picture of this.
You can either get them blended or not.
All right.
So, if you don't get it blended, it's 2 scoops of sherbet in a bowl and whatever, like, toppings you want on it. So, that could be granola, fruit. Anything next to it. Now, if you get a blended smoothie bowl, it's basically a thick smoothie.
In a
but
bowl.
But you
bit.
Put it mm-hmm. in a bowl,
mm-hmm.
and
like a
you
big,
put
I would just drink
and the
smoothie.
Ingredients go on top of it.
Just put it in the cup.
So like it would be like a banana like around the side of it, sliced. It's those are kind of
like
all
like
about making
like
them look fancy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, but it's
pretty
much.
And if you get it unblended, it's ice cream.
But like in the
that's
smoothies
what,
too,
like.
You
it
can put
like.
Like oh my goodness, Pulp, just sponsor us. But
Pulp?
In the smoothies, you could put, like, burners. You could put, like, let's say, hangover relief.
Oh, yeah, the free. So,
you get
each
a booster.
Smoothie. Each smoothie, you can get a free enhancer. So, you can get, like, fat burner, protein.
Protein?
Immunity.
Protein smoothie?
Energy.
There's a hangover relief one.
Energy.
Oh, hangover relief.
Hangover relief?
Yeah, you
yeah.
can get a free one in every smoothie.
All right.
Yeah. You should come see me. I work there tomorrow.
Where is this at?
Actually,
there's one in Austintown. There's
you
one
work
in
all
Niles.
The way down in Austintown. Oh, you're well. You're okay.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
say
Niles.
Where you live.
Yeah.
I don't want to say where you live.
Well, no, because you know
it's a privacy thing.
Yeah, that's a
well,
privacy.
Well, yeah, of course.
Thing.
You don't want to say. I just thought.
No, I know you live on. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it just says my exact address.
Where we live is our business people.
Our business people.
Yeah.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of our stickers all around the school now.
Oh, like, yes.
All
yes.
around. Mm-hmm. And then I hit people with a, do you actually listen to it, though?
Do you actually? No,
wait. So let me say this. Go, because, you know, I go around and I meet the juniors. Mm-hmm. And, well, they actually did their own thing this year with bringing juniors into a big meeting because of the seniors.
Oh, yeah.
But us seniors are like the seniors.
Well, you guys are the seniors.
Oh, I'm not used to being the seniors.
Because, you guys.
I'm not used to it. I don't like it.
Did we?
Your group did a lot.
Have we had any, knock on wood, but, or have
no,
we
this
had,
year you've been good.
Have we had any accidents in the parking lot yet?
Oh, we did.
Oh, we did?
And it was actually seniors. but how about this? The kid that did it, that caused the accident, he was leaving, he withdrew that day.
Oh, wow. And, jeez.
Oh, yeah. But I'll say this, and when he was, what happened, he's like, well, I was looking out the window. Not your front window. No, I was looking out. I think he was looking at the woods.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes that sunset be looking so pretty.
Yo, honestly. Whenever I'm in the passenger seat.
Wait, you know what? I wish I did. Did you guys see the sunrise this morning?
It was so pretty.
I couldn't see it from park. Do you know how I park?
Yeah.
But coming down that side road.
It was so
gorgeous. It was awesome. It was like, oh my
God. It was in my rear view, and I kept just looking behind me, and I was like, you need to focus on the road.
But I wanted to stop and take a picture.
Yeah, I thought about it. I was like, how mad would everyone be?
My parking spot. I was like, oh, it's.
I got to pull through today. I was so happy. I was like, so who was nice enough to leave me a little spot right next to them?
Pulled
straight through.
We got a lot for this episode, so let's.
Yep, next segment.
Now we get to talk about the podcast.
Yes.
The booking.
We have a lot of new stuff this year.
We do. As you already heard, our new intro.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
We got our original music. Mm-hmm. No longer, but I did like the Pink Panther.
I love
cool. Agreed.
Pink Panther.
Mm-hmm. Not the copy, but
not the copy.
No. It was.
But it
it's
was
different.
Cool. It was, yeah. And then,
we have a new mic.
New headsets.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get a new mic coming. We have new cameras.
New cameras. We're gonna have 360 cameras here instead of just those little ones.
That means more MEs.
More MEs. Yes.
I'm so excited for that.
Bringing in actually outside guests.
About to be able to Skype people too, right?
What's that?
We're gonna be able to have people on the computer.
Ooh, internet.
Too.
Yeah, we're gonna have internet stuff.
See, that I did not know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure we talked about it last year.
I just never brought it up in a podcast.
We're gonna
do
the Skyping so we can have people let's say you're in Cali and we wanna talk to you, we could talk to them on the podcast now too.
Or some famous people that wanna be on Doing Time.
Right. Right.
Any famous people
wink,
out there?
Wink,
all
hint,
I'm saying.
Hint,
yeah.
Nate, the camera's wink right there.
Oh, yep. Any famous people that wanna get on Doing Time, I'm here for you. Just contact me on my socials. You'll find them.
Mm-hmm. We do have commercials now, as well as our website is updated weekly now.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you want to be on Doing Time with Deputy Mike, that's where the application is. The film form.
Oh, it's on the web?
It should be,
yes. Let's go. Sweet.
All right.
I had a link, but I'm kind of lost. I don't know. I have to look at it again.
we'll put it in somewhere.
Description? Yep, description.
Oh, we are going to have a big, I'm going ghost hunting.
Oh, we're going ghost hunting. We aren't allowed to, I forgot, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't take you guys.
It could have been a cool segment, that's all I'm saying.
It would have been amazing.
But you know what? Next year.
Alumni.
Hypothetically.
Alumni.
Yeah.
Alumni.
Hypothetically. We could go with you outside of school and bring a mic and record while we're there.
Hey, you're kind of snitching on yourself right now.
Shh, they don't know it was her.
Yeah.
Wait, they don't know.
Hey, I'm not saying we did.
Yeah.
It's just an idea.
But we are going to a play. I can't really say it because of copyright things, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I guess I have to pay extra money and then I could bring back the stuff. And we could use it And from what I'm told, we will have all kinds of stuff there. Actually,
that could be a segment.
So that means that we're going to do a Halloween.
Yes. We should have a lot of stuff to show. And we'll have guests to talk about it.
That's going to be pretty cool.
I also definitely want to seasonally decorate the podcast table.
We should. Well, Christmas. I'm going to get us pumpkins right now.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkins?
Yeah. You know, I'm
who needs chocolate milk? I'll bring us pumpkin lattes.
Yeah.
And Christmas.
Yo, just have a big pumpkin in the middle.
I was just kidding. Like, I didn't mean for you guys to get that excited.
You're getting us pumpkin lattes. I want a pumpkin latte.
I've
never had
one,
so
it
better be good.
That is a really great idea. I love it.
For the summer, right before we leave, we could get smoothies instead of chocolate milk.
But you know what? Wait, there's one problem. This screen is driving me crazy. I cannot see your face.
I know.
I'm
here.
I'm like,
I got you. I do a scooch. Yeah. I try to, like, I don't know. A lot of people don't know this.
My neck is starting to hurt.
Really embarrassing behind the scenes. Whenever, like, I'm talking to Milani, I just pretend I'm looking her in her eyes, and, like, really I'm just staring at the screen.
I feel
looks
that.
Like
I hate that
scene.
That
way it doesn't look
scene.
Like I'm awkwardly, like, going like that. Yeah.
Well, it's nice because I look at Nate. Mm-hmm. I look at Milani.
And then I'm
like, breaking my neck just to get an eyeball.
Yeah. I'll scooch over a little bit.
Scooch over a little bit.
And but, what else we got planned? Oh, there is one big plan, but I won't want to say that.
One big plan.
Yeah.
Ooh, yep.
Still working on that.
Let me think.
Behind the scenes, top secret.
Yeah.
We have an ad now, like our own personal ad to promote us as well, which a lot of people probably have seen already.
Oh,
by
yes.
By the time this comes out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because yes. It's going to be Thursday on TCTC time.
Shirts. Well, I am doing the shirts, but...
I have my shirt. Well, my little sister loves my shirt.
Oh, we're doing new season shirts?
We are doing new season shirts.
Let's go.
But we're doing something. We're going to, it's going to be like a fundraiser through the school. And so anybody can purchase a shirt this year.
And wear
if
it.
You're on the program, you get a free shirt.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's go.
But all the proceeds are going to... fallen officer children.
Aww.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
nice.
The money will go to.
That's really sweet.
Children of the fallen officers.
So then my question would be, obviously you probably have to ask this, the superintendents and all that, but would we be able to wear it any day?
Oh,
like
every
on
day?
Tuesdays, would I be allowed
Fridays.
To wear my doing time shirt?
Well, we want you, I that's what we got to talk about, but we want you, of course, like you for the program, we want you guys to have your shirts on.
Right.
I mean, for this, I don't know if they'll let you wear it the
whole
day.
That's what I'm saying, because that's like a uniform in my eyes. Well, we have to wear
it technically
our doing time
is
shirt
because
to wear it to do
it
doing
is,
time.
Because it is a uniform.
This is technically what you're doing in your program.
That's what I'm saying. And also, I want to promote doing time, not TCT.
Well, no, we want to promote TCT, too.
I want to promote
TCTC,
too, but I'm saying, like, I want, like, the red and the blue, they like, my colors aren't going together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they are, but, like, the blue and the blue and the blue and the blue would look so much better.
Well, you know, the shirt's not going to be blue.
Oh.
Oh, it's going to... Oh.
Oh.
Do we
shirt's
get a sneak peek?
Changing.
Sneak peek.
Wait a minute. We're not having our blue shirts?
No, I changed it up.
Top secret, though.
Are they yellow? Wait, what's the color?
They are going to be...
I remember you telling me. Oh, my God. Yes.
All right, I'll share it. I'll share it.
Okay.
And what's also cool is, actually, we go through this. You should be able to buy sweatshirts. Hats, mugs.
Oh, yo, are we waiting? Mugs with mug. Chocolate milk?
Yeah,
mug
no, like
shots?
Mug. No, no, like.
That's so
no,
good.
Like a mug.
Get him
to drink
a complimentary mug.
Know, but do you
mug?
Get
oh, that'd be cool if we could do mug shots.
Complimentary mug. Mug
shot. With a mug shot on it. That would be kind of cool.
That'd
your
be
mug.
Cool.
Oh, my goodness. We have your mug shot on the website. Can we just put a bunch of you on the cups?
That would
oh,
be
that'd
funny.
Be so
I don't
good.
Know who would want my mug on a cup.
I would
but,
me. I'll
me.
Take it. I'll take that mug any day of the week.
But no, the shirts are gonna be like my safety vest yellow.
I knew it was gonna be yellow.
And then the ink actually is gonna be the reflective ink. You know how our vests reflect.
Ooh.
Like everything on it will reflect.
So you're saying I'm gonna look fly.
Like so, if someone shines a light on you, yeah, it will actually reflect.
So I'm gonna shine bright like a diamond.
Yeah, just like my vest.
So speaking of new stuff we have this season, we have our ad.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we do have our ad.
So we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And you guys are going to see our ad, and we will be back.
See you in a little bit.
Yo.
Tune in on next week's episode of TCTC Time for an exclusive look into TCTC's brand new Freshman Innovators Academy, along with an informational session with Mr. Barry, where we take a closer look at early experience, work-based learning, and the TCTC job board. Watch on Facebook Live or on YouTube at TCTC Media on September 22nd.
Hey, welcome back. We are back, and as you see, everything's changed. So as I was saying, my posse has grown.
Nope, not working.
Well, is that the roll call one?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so we have a
there it is.
Delayed reaction. Grab your feet and take a seat. It's roll call time.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. My name is Namarion Bryant.
Hi, I'm Sapphire. It's good to be on here.
And I'm Wyatt.
And this is also my posse. And what we are missing Connor. Connor yeah. is out sick. Oh. Connor actually made a debut with us, with me, at the end of the season somewhere, I thought.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was on yes. there.
Yes. So, Connor, get well. We'll yeah. see you soon. All right.
Oh, wait.
The booking.
Nope, interrogation nope. time.
No. Sorry, my bad.
He's new at this, yeah. so it's all right.
Interrogation yeah. time.
So... What did you do during the summer time? Let's hear about your summer.
Well, mostly during the summer, all I did was work, and on my free time, I did like things I like to do, like draw and game. So yeah, that's basically my entire summer.
That's right. You do like to draw. I think we talked about we actually when everybody was off at the state or wherever, we actually did a podcast.
Yeah.
And we were going to try to put it out there, but never got out there.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about your drawings and stuff.
Yeah.
So somewhere I'd like during the year, like to get some, like to show your drawings. Because they sounded really good. We got talent. I got kids with talent. And they're not kids. You're young adults. Let's fix
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah, I got young adults with talent.
Yeah.
So, anything else? I mean, did you have a good summer?
Yeah, it was an okay summer. Probably not my favorite summer, but, like, it was okay still.
Yeah. That's my summer. I could do without that summer.
Well, my summer was basically a whole lot of scheduling and band camp. Like, half the time, I was either doing doctor's appointments with my doctor, or I was at band camp. Band camp was towards the end of my summer, and then I came here, so I'm really happy to be here. It was kind of boring. Like, yeah. I miss being here.
You know, everybody likes to leave, but I actually, you know, I like being here. I find doing my job, being here, I enjoy it more being here. I mean,
yeah,
I like the road. I had a good time. I mean, I was I got to do civil transport, worked with a really great group of guys and ladies, and I enjoyed it. But my favorite place is right here. This is where I feel like I belong, and I missed you guys. I really did.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. I mean, I speak for all of us when I say, we miss you too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate. I appreciate yeah. that.
Like, the entire summer, I was counting down the days until I got come back here to, like, do the podcast and, like,
yep.
a whole bunch of other stuff. And I was just like, give me something to do. I'm like, I want to see my friends. I want to see, like, a whole bunch of new stuff that I get to create with people. So.
Yeah, we got a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like it. I mean, it's cool. We're adding so much stuff, but we'll get to that. So how was your summer?
Great, honestly. Really, really good summer, packed full of just like not being home at all. Just not home a single day. But I wanted to be back. Towards the end of summer, I wanted to be back because I started to look forward to like all the new equipment and stuff that I'd be working with.
Well, where'd you go?
I know I went down to West Virginia a couple times. Nice. I don't know. I went a lot of different places.
Do you know, I know we don't like to talk about like routes, especially where we live around here and stuff, but like, now you got family down there or?
Yeah.
Cause my best friend, one of my best friends, his family, came from Elkins, and I was over there a couple times. It's beautiful down there.
Yeah.
And I just wondered, is it like in that area?
It's more towards like Mannington. Morgantown. Morgantown.
Okay.
So like over there, but like in between like two mountains. So like there's a lot of mountains there. Yeah, you get to Morgantown and then it's like an hour drive on nothing but like in between mountains because that's how far out of town. But it's really not that far of a drive.
Morgantown, it's some Civil War history there. It's one of the big battles, Morgantown.
You know, you guys have been like it sounds like you guys have been everywhere and it's like shocking because I didn't go very many places. I want to go to West Virginia though. Like, West Virginia is somewhere that I would like to go for the scenery. I mean, get a lot of good photos. And I just haven't been there yet.
It's beautiful.
Driven through it, but...
West Virginia, there's not much. I mean, there's really not much in West Virginia. I mean, the towns are sparse. But...
there are a lot of, like, little cool old towns, though.
They are. Eric, his grandfather was a coal miner. Mm-hmm. I mean, old time, old school coal miner. And the man lived to be like 90. What was he? 90?
Oh, wow.
390?
Wow.
I mean, and smoking like the non-filtered Lucky Strikes and all of the Camels. I mean, this, you know, diehard. But I mean, think about this, because he was in a time period where they didn't have all the safety stuff they have now.
Yeah.
So they had the black lung from the coal dust and all that stuff. And I mean, it's kind of cool. You go through these little towns, and there's not much in these little towns. But what was kind of neat, like where they lived, there was a river right, literally. A stone throw, you kind of go down a little hill, and right up the road was like a fishery. So they raised like the trouts and the basses, mm-hmm. and like once a year they let them go. And you literally, all you have to do is go down with the fishing pole and go, poof, and they bite. And you pull enough trout like this big.
Oh, wow.
And then his grandfather would grill them up. It's like, wow. Hey, that's the best fishing. I hate fishing. But that was the best fishing I ever did. It's like, dang, look, I got another one. they're going to release the fish. Oh, let's run down to the river.
Yeah, I have never caught a fish before while fishing. I went fishing at least five times. But I never caught anything.
Oh, no, me neither.
I remember when I was younger, and I was like in sixth grade at the time, or going into sixth grade. I lived in North Carolina, too, at the time. So there was this Rainbow Girl Camp, because my grandmother's a part of Eastern Star. So I got sponsored to go to this rainbow camp, and they would have like all of these different activities to do. And one of them was fishing, and another one was archery. And I didn't do so well in fishing, but we had an archery competition, and I hit almost about every arrow in the middle of the target. Hadn't even done it before. And I was pretty shocked when it happened. I mean, of course I had practiced at that camp too. But it really surprised me, so I'd love to do that again, and I wouldn't mind fishing again either, so.
I always wanted to try archery, but I feel like I'll be bad at it, because I don't think I have very good aim, though.
You never know until you try it.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something that you like to do, you'd be surprised. I mean, I kind of stink at the bow, but you know, it, like those beginning compound bows, they're pretty easy to learn, and I bet you could do it. Probably. Like axe throwing, I always wanted to try tomahawk
throwing. Yeah, is amazing.
I always wanted to do one of those big axe throwing things, but I've watched a lot of people and they go ricocheting all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. It's just too scary.
It's just, I don't know. I just always wanted to do something like that. There's a lot to see out there. There really is.
Okay.
So let's move on.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, we're not going to talk about the podcast at all, a little bit? Because before we go to embarrassing real fast, because, you actually, let's talk about really what you're doing with the podcast.
Oh, gosh, what am I doing with the podcast? Well, basically, with the podcast, I joined this crew this year. Basically, I'm switching my jobs out. I mean, I was, I'm working with the website this year, so I'm really happy to do that. It seemed intimidating at first, but then I was shown how to do it. So, I mean, it's not that hard anymore, I guess. So, I'm excited to do that. What else are we doing? What else am I doing? My mind is coming up blank. I'm sorry.
I know we're trying to, keep up more with, the website and stuff and, have, set descriptions and stuff. And, we have set people to do that. But we have a lot more roles, and it's a lot more professional and stuff now than it was last year.
Because that's what I wanted to really touch on. And we got people actually behind the screens taking pictures and stuff, which you can't see. Melani's up there right now. You actually worked a little bit with the. You worked actually more than a little bit last year.
Yep.
You were behind the scenes.
Yep.
And I believe you were too. Weren't you in the cage?
Yeah, I was in the TriCaster room a few times.
Yeah, so it's going to be nice because one of the things that we didn't talk about is we're hoping to get a camera in there.
Yeah. That way we can see switching cameras.
I could say, hey, there's my posse, and we could switch off, and you guys can all wave, and everybody could see everybody in there, which is kind of, I like that.
It feels odd calling myself a part of the posse. Like, I wanted to say that when I was introducing myself, but I was just like, am I a part of it now? Or, I don't know. I'm still getting used to everything. You are part of it now. Well, that makes me feel very great.
You guys are part of the posse. That's how this works.
It's great. That's how Yay. It is.
Yay. All right, now let's go to the embarrassing moments.
That's embarrassing.
You actually got to give one before, but now we get to hear about it.
Well, I really don't remember anything embarrassing. I don't remember the last thing I said the last time that was on.
I don't remember now either. You gave one. I can't remember.
Yeah, I tried
what
to
was.
Forget all that embarrassing stuff because it haunted me. Especially trying to sleep.
All right. Well, you got to have a funny story somewhere. Somewhere there was something funny in your life. We all have that. Listen, I talked about running down the road in my underwear. You gotta have something.
I have nothing. If I think of something, I'll come back.
All right, you owe us a story.
Yes, I'll try to think.
All right.
Some embarrassing stories with me. I'm trying to think of something that happened this summer. Oh, what was it? There was one thing that I did while I was at home. And I think it had something to do with the oven at home. So I bake occasionally, and I think I was making, I don't know what I was making. I think my stepmom had put something in the oven, and she and my dad weren't home, so I was left in charge of the oven. And if you know anything about me, you know that I am probably one of the most clumsy people on earth. So I was doing something. I was taking, I think, a casserole out of the oven. And I hit one of the gas knobs. And there was, I think there was like a rag of some sort on the stove. Yeah. It it caught fire.
Bad?
Yeah, it was bad. It wasn't too terrible. I mean, of course, I put it out and everything, just grabbed the rag, threw it in the sink. So everything was fine. But I had to explain that to my parents when they got home. And they're just like, what happened to this rag? Why is it in the sink? And I was just like, well, you see, this is what happened. Well. So that was my embarrassing story. Not the best, but still.
That's funny. At least you didn't burn the house down.
No, I was worried about that.
Oh, my goodness.
For me, actually, over the summer, I was cooking at a friend's house, which I hadn't really, like, done before a lot, and I was cooking steak. And I put butter, like, in the cast iron skillet, and, like, a bunch of smoke, like, started to, like, form, and it turned the fire like alarm on.
Wait a minute.
The smoke detector.
Is this like burn the house down?
No. No, I actually thought of this before before Sapphire did. I was thinking about like my embarrassing moment because I didn't have one. But I was just making a steak and I set off the smoke detector, and they had never done that before ever in that house. For as long as they've lived there. And I did that as, like, the second or third time cooking there.
Wow, Wyatt, way to burn the house down.
I had nothing burnt down. It was just smoky for a long time.
Way to smoke the house up.
No, there is a plus side because, like, at least you didn't have, like alarm system type thing where if the alarm went off, where it tied into the actual 911 department.
And now we know that the fire or the smoke detectors work. They work.
Oh no.
There it is.
We never have any good stories with the smoke detectors or the stove or the oven. That's just a stay away kind of thing.
Stay away. Did you come up with anything yet? No. Oh, you're killing me.
I wasn't even thinking. I was too busy listening
to the stories. Our stories were too interesting.
Oh, all right, we're gonna move on.
It's shout out time.
All right, you gotta have a shout out to somebody.
Shout out. No shout outs.
Yeah.
I don't have
those. What?
You have shout out to myself. How about that?
Your mom.
Okay, fine. Shout out to my mom.
There you go.
And my family and stuff.
There you go.
Okay, does it have to be one, or can it be multiple?
You can
people?
Shout out to whoever you
okay,
want.
Okay, so shout out to my family, and then shout out to this amazing crew, and my friends Waylon, Brody, and Tracy. They've always been really good to me, so those are my shout outs.
I just want to say shout out to Carly. I suppose you probably know who you are, if you know who you are, but... that's it.
We don't know who she is.
Yeah, no. It's nobody from here. Nobody from here.
You know what? I'd like to shout out to Hayden. I hope you're listening. We just want to tell you we miss you. Hope you tune into season 2. And I would like to shout out to Hannah McCartney. Hope you're out there listening, and you and your mom, and... wish you the both the best, especially with your new job. Congratulations. And right now, I'll leave it at that.
All right.